This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just about everybody here is standing. And Trey Turner nodding.
Oh, this is Stan. Okay.
Almost looks like he's nodding his head to the music, but I think acknowledging the reaction as he stands in. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that stays high.
This is what we call Kyle's I Told You So moment. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we think back to the best moment of Trey Turner's tenure in Philadelphia.
When it was hopeful.
A standing ovation for a guy that was hitting like 210. In his first year as a Philly.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Yeah. Not great. Get him off a shortstop. Today, I need him off a shortstop today.
You know, I feel kind of bad about doing this.
What are you going to do now?
Well, no, I'm just because.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't see what I didn't see. We did win, though. And it was a great night.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm not changing my.
Oh my God.
I'm not changing my mind, but it's just, you know what I mean? A win is a win.
Oh, I don't give a
No, it's not. Because the Nationals are a bad team.
It was a moral loss.
That was a moral loss.
Moral defeat. Yeah,
how did you feel after the game? I felt like crap.
I mean, I was happy we won, but,
but
to your point.
Excuse me.
I mean, come on. A moral loss that was.
Oh, that was, that was.
We did win.
I mean, we won because I was trying. I was like, we won.
I didn't feel like a winner last night.
No. A $300 million shortstop doesn't know what base to throw to. And
Joe. Okay, missing the base, one thing. But the throw. Because it was kind of like, you know, Harper's learned how to play baseball, right? Mm-hmm. And when he throws, he's not, you know what I mean? It kind of go off.
Yeah.
Kind of like you're throwing it one way, but it goes like that.
Yeah,
it looked like that. It looked like that last night.
Is Harper a $300 million shortstop?
Mm-mm.
No, he's a 7-year-old boy. Okay, he's a kid playing Little League. This is a grown man playing shortstop. 215-592-9494. Trey Turner, is it time? Is it time for the Phillies to move off a shortstop? It was time yesterday, the day before, the year before. They've refused to do this, and I think we can't wait any longer. The longer they wait, the less likely they are to win a championship, and the quicker they do this, the better chance they give themselves. I understand it's going to be awkward, and they got to work on it, and he's got to put a different glove on if he goes to the outfit, all that stuff. And I recognize it will take a little bit of time here. I don't care. Start the beginning of, I know the last caller didn't like the word process, start the beginning of that movement. This is a movement now. Move him off a shortstop now. Where do you come down? 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phones, then we'll get to the Eagles news from this morning. They exercise a contract option on Jordan Davis. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
I'm with you with the gorilla thing yesterday. There's no way.
Yeah, that was wild. Joe tripping.
But I'll say this. If I were forced to square up with a silverback gorilla, I'm kicking him square in his junk first. That's my first
move. And then you're going to piss him off.
You know, so, Jeff, when I got home yesterday, I asked my kids. My son is 10 and my daughter's 8. And they had strong opinions on this. My daughter thinks that I'm crazy and the gorilla would kill everyone. My son had the same idea as you. Just get him to the ground and kick him where it hurts.
Hey, man. You know, boys know what they're talking
about.
Right. They know what hurts. All right, so now I'm totally with you, Joe. I think last year I totally agree with you on moving Turner to the outfield. It's not that – I don't think it's that difficult of a task. And if you start a baseball team, you want to be strong up the middle, catcher, pitcher, shortstop, second base, center field. Right now we're weak at every one of those positions except for the starting pitching for the most part is good and our second baseman. Our catcher is really good, but he's not hitting. But as far as defense goes, that was one of the worst center field and shortstop performances combined that I've ever seen with the Phillies team.
It's remarkable. I mean, because you think those two guys, especially Rojas in center should be able to handle that. I mean, yeah, the Rojas thing, I think with him, it's more mental than physical. Because like, we know he could play center field. He just took a couple weird routes last night.
Well, I could say this as a former outfielder, and I played a lot of center field. The ball that's coming straight at you is one of the hardest ones to judge. Now, but he's in the major leagues. He should be able to handle that. So I'm totally on board with you with moving him out there. I mean, what's there to lose? Because Dombrowski said, you got to remember, it's offense and defense. Well, dude, he's not really hitting that well either. So if you combine those two, he's really hurting the team right now.
Well, he is. I can look it up. I haven't looked so far this season where he ranks, like if we combine offense and defense in Major League Baseball shortstops. I'm sure it's not that high based on what I've seen so far this season. And, Hugh, I know he's not the big topic today. Your guy Rojas needs to be better out there in center field.
Yeah, he does. Okay. I mean,
that's on you.
I mean, he got a home run, but yeah, he does. He does.
He has more home runs than Alec Bohm now, who's got zero so far this season.
Alec looked tired last night when he was
Alec looks tired?
Well, no. After the game.
Oh,
he looked tired. Like he was on camera and he looked worn.
Yeah.
He looked a little worn.
He's drained.
No, I was just saying.
Okay.
It was just an observation.
Uh-huh.
See y'all crazy.
I just got my eye on you, buddy. That's all.
I'm trying to move the mirror. I'm not the company man, dog. I'm just making an observation.
You're not the company man.
You can't run from that anymore.
Everything he's saying, he's trying
Every
to avoid the company man.
Yeah, he's trying to.
Everyone knows deep down you're the company.
A way to avoid that is not by saying he looks tired, man.
I'm not the company man. I got fired on my day off. I got fired in a suit.
You're not company man for that company. Maybe you're company man for other companies, not that one. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Hey, Will.
What's going on, man?
All right. I'm with you on this today, Joe. Hey, Hugh, listen, I understand. I was with you, too. Wait for the process to happen. You know what I mean? But with this process, I think we need to pull the plug on this right now. I think it's time to bring that spark in. I was saying maybe, like, in June, but I think it's time now, man, because, like, we can't keep wasting time. We can't keep, going to games and thinking, like, if he makes this mistake, it may cost us a game. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep living like that. Right now, we figuring things out. And what I want to say is a lot of this should have been figured out in the offseason, man. Rob, you got to do a better job, man. I keep saying it. And we got to start holding him accountable, man, because it's like decisions like this need to be made. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. You watching the same game everybody else is watching. So now it's time for you to make some tough decisions. And guess what? As a player, a team player, Turner, you shouldn't have a problem with it, man. You see that you're not doing too well at the shortstop. So listen, go ahead to the outfield. It's less that you have to react to. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, do what you need to do, man, for the team. But Sosa, he's going to be the spark, man. Bring him in. It's time, man. Because right now, I keep saying he's like Saquon, man. It's just something about this guy that's going to get the rest of the season on go time.
Well, I'm into that idea. I mean, if he's half a Saquon, I'll take that. Will, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I just, if you dropped in from outer space and you didn't know anything about the contracts, the players, or anything, and I just said to you, they have a bad center field situation, right? Like one of the worst in terms of the baseball, like in where they rank at center field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a shortstop who can hit a little bit, but he can't play shortstop, and he used to play center field. And they have a good defensive shortstop who hits pretty well this year, and he doesn't get to play half the time or like 80% of the time. This would be the simplest answer you'd ever have. You'd say, well, why don't you just play that guy at shortstop and move the shortstop to the outfield? And yet the Phillies look at it and say, nah, that's too easy for us. Too many moving parts, too much head. It drives me crazy. It almost cost him a game last night. 215-592-9494. And it's not just last night. Again,
last night was just, it was just like, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot to digest.
It was a lot on top of a lot. I mean, the guy has over 40 errors since he got here. You watch the game this weekend against the Cubs. The thing is,
it's that back-to-back, man.
Well, it's everything.
It was the back-to-back.
I forget if it was Friday or Saturday. I think it was Friday. He gets the throw from JT. The throw beats the runner by, I don't know, 4 feet, and he doesn't get the tag down. He can't play shortstop at a high level. 215-592-9494. All right, before we continue with the conversation about Trey Turner, is it time to move off a shortstop? Hugh, the Eagles made a move today. They picked up the fifth-year option on Jordan Davis's contract for 2026. Hugh, your take on the Eagles saying, yes, Jordan Davis, lock him in, $12.9 million for 2026.
I think it was the right thing to do. I know a lot of people are kind of down on Jordan because they feel like, you know, he is not worth the draft pick. But I think he is. He's a good run stuffer. You know, he's a guy that comes in, and he played well in the playoffs. And I think that this is the year that he's going to come into his own. I was trying to figure out, when I look at this team and what type of defense, if they're going to go to a true 3-4 defense. And, you know, it looks like that might be the case. It might look like the Eagles are going to go to a true 3-4. You know, they ran like a hybrid last year. But, like, it might be a true 3-4 this year.
So I wouldn't have picked this up, and I don't like doing it. I wanted to make him prove it this year because he was going to be here this year regardless. This was about 2026. Just feels like a lot of money to me for a run stuff. For last year, he played 37% of snaps. So he went from 26 his rookie year percent, 45 2023. He went down in snaps last year. He had one sack last season, $12.9 million.
Joe, I think you have to look at it differently. I know the snaps make a difference, but most of the time, I would venture to think, and I don't have the chart in front of me, but I would say most of the time he was off the field that the teams were in passing formations.
But isn't that the NFL now?
Well, yeah, it is, but you still need that run stuffer. You still need that big guy in the middle that's going to be a space eater, if you will. So his snaps probably went down because of that. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to, you know, give you a little bit of information.
I think you're right. I think you're probably right. And look, they were winning.
You probably needed more speed on the field.
They were winning a lot last year. Yes. So the teams had to try to catch up and pass. Yeah. I get that. Maybe he'll play more snaps this year. I've been underwhelmed with his career.
Most people have.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad player, but I think they could have found a similar player. Like, let's say they played it out. He was a free agent after the season. Well, they could have re-signed him, and that's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have found a similar player for less money in free agency next year. Because he's locked in now at $12.9
million
for 2026.
Not a bad payday.
Feels like a lot of money
and
for
I tell
what
you
he's
what,
been.
Man, it's you might not believe this, but Jordan Davis is the type of – he has the body type and the style of play. He'll be like a Calais Campbell. He'll play for like 20 years. He has that body type. That he'll play, you talking about him and Jalen Carter, those big guys like that, they're hard to find, man. That way you think Calais is on like his 18th team, and he's like damn near 50.
Yeah, he's been around. I mean,
and
he's like
he still
39.
Can play. Yeah, and he can still play.
Look, if the Eagles had a lot of cap room, then whatever, right? They like him. He's a drafted player here. Pick up the option. But we know the Eagles have some cap issues now and into the future. To allocate almost $13 million to him on the cap next year, feels like a lot. I mean, again, yesterday we had the discussion that they won't allocate 11 on the cap this year to Dallas Goedert, and yet we're just locking in Jordan Davis for basically $13 million next year. I wouldn't have done it. They did it. He's now an Eagle for this year and for next year. Kyle, what'd you think? The Eagles pick up the option. They waited because the deadline was tomorrow, so this went right down to the wire. Davis locked in for 2026.
Yeah, I think it's the right move. Like, Davis is still, he's 25, so relatively young. I think the guy they just drafted, Ty Robinson, is 24, so he's only a year younger than Jordan Davis, and there's a good possibility Jordan Davis hasn't fully reached his potential yet. I mean, Milton Williams just got signed for $24, $25 million a year. This is half that per year for Jordan Davis, $12 million a year. So if Jordan Davis comes up to the next level there next season, we're looking at it as like you got him on a steal of a contract.
Cheap.
Yeah, and now this gives you more time to even extend him and, you know, potentially even lower that number. So, I mean, I think it's good. I think they need as many bodies they can get in the middle of that defensive line, especially, you know, with losing some guys this season. So I don't see the downside to it right now.
Sorry, so I get what you're saying. Like, it's like you're betting on him still because he's still young. I don't think what I've seen so far is worth that money. But if he improves, sure, then it could end up being more of a steal.
I don't think, like, I mean, you know, we always say don't pay a guy for what he did. Pay a guy for what he could be. And this is sort of shorting that. Like, you could have him on a really cheap number if he gets even better the next year.
I hope he gets better because I just feel like it's underwhelming, his career so far. Again, when he's out there, I don't think he plays bad. I never look at him and say, oh, he's getting blown off the ball or he has no impact.
It's just that he doesn't pop.
He doesn't pop. And he didn't play that much last year. Like, they lowered his snap count last year. Now, Hugh, part of that could have been it was more pass downs, right? They were winning more games. They were up a lot last year because they were such a great team. Part of it could also be maybe Vic Fangio didn't love him as much as Gannon and, you know, Desai and Petri. I don't know. He played less last year than he did in 2023. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Eagles picking up the option on Jordan Davis's deal, $12.9 million for 2026. David in Maple Glen is up. David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
David, what's up? Man?
Okay, so listen, I was at the game last night, mm-hmm. and I happened to be on the first base side, so everything was right in front of me. It was like being waterboarded in the eighth and ninth inning. I mean, first of all, the first seven innings,
I've
got
my daughter
next to me.
Stop. Wait a minute, David. David, have you been waterboarded before?
Well, no, you know, but I like
the analogy. I was just curious because you said it like you had some personal experience being waterboarded.
Well, I know a couple of people, but
I don't want to get you. I don't want to get you in trouble, man. I was just curious.
Not the kind of experience you expect when you buy a ticket to the ballpark.
I'm a retired government worker, but let's move on to baseball.
Okay. We can get back to baseball now.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the first seven innings, I got my daughter who grabs my right arm literally every time there's a ground ball hits a shortstop. But, Joe, you're so right. All these callers are so right. If Dombrowski's looking at the last four games, I mean, Turner causes Lizardo to throw 19 more pitches over the weekend. He can't apply a swipe tag on a laser throw from Real Muto. And then last night in the eighth inning, you're so right. Turner has two excellent options for a double play, one to take away the run at the plate, the other one to give up the run, give up the tie game, and take the easy step on second, throw to first. He invents an option, which is the worst thing possible, of course, and then throws a ball that only probably Real Muto could catch just to save another two runs from scoring. Finally, just the last point here, what's really frustrating to me with the Phillies and Dombrowski right now is they have options. They could easily slide Sosa to short for most of the games. Fine, you move Turner somewhere else. You can play Schwarber in left for some more offense. They have pieces they can move around, and they just stick with the status quo. The bullpen's a different story. They got to go out and get a couple of pitchers. But with their everyday lineup, they've got people they can move around and get the best out of, and they're just unwilling to do it, and they're unwilling to do it with Turner because of the money that he makes. And everybody knows that.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating. David, good phone call. And we're glad that the ball didn't hit you and your daughter last night. Because
you've been waterboarded.
Yeah, obviously you're glad that didn't happen. Again, you don't expect that when you go to the ballpark, right? You expect to see some home runs, hopefully a win. The waterboarding is not part of the experience.
I'm curious. Okay. What exactly is waterboarding?
It's torture.
Is it with the water that's dripping on you?
No.
What is that?
Yeah, well, no.
What's the water that drips on you, right?
You're strapped down, and I think they're just slowly dripping water on your forehead until you go insane.
Yeah.
I thought it's water going over their face, so you feel like you're drowning.
I don't know. I got to look it up now.
I've seen it in movies. It's a form of torture. It's obviously torture. I don't think it's the drip. I think it's like dunking you in the water. And they do it for a certain amount of time where you won't drown, but you almost could drown. Like, you feel like you're going to.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's
what it looks like to me.
But. I think it's worse than just like a drip. It's because a drip's annoying.
But if you do it long enough.
Well, yeah. But, I guess Turner's contract is a drip. Yeah. The whole thing is
to cause the sensation of drowning.
Drowning, right? You think you're going to drown. Yeah. It seems pretty awful. 215-592-94. Let's react to one thing our last caller said. Because he talked about the fact that the Phillies do – some teams sign someone and there's no other option, right? Like, this is their only option and they got to just roll with it and then they just do it. The Phillies do have other options. Now, you may agree or disagree that it's a good option. You may disagree that Sosa could play more, whatever you think about all this. Why are they not doing this? So there's a couple potential things here. One, it's hubris. They don't want to admit they were wrong, right? Dave Dombrowski gave this guy $300 million to play shortstop for at least, I'd say he probably thought half the contract.
Mm-hmm.
He's wrong. He has to admit he's wrong. Or does he not realize what the rest of us do? Does he not think it's as big of a problem? I'm not sure what's worse, hubris or incompetence.
That's a good question, Joe. I really don't know the answer to that because here's the reason why it's hard for me to answer that is because the Phillies have done this season. They've made moves to try to improve the roster.
Yeah.
Make the team better. You talk about moving Sherbert from the leadoff.
Like they push buttons, you're saying.
They're pushing buttons.
I like how he's Sherbert now on the show.
Oh, no, I called him Sherbert.
Good home run for Sherbert.
Yeah, Sherbert, like, he got power came back for a minute last night. That's a tough one to answer, Joe, because I think money has to play. It plays a factor in this. I think there's been a little bit of pushback by Trey because I think for him, it's a demotion in a sense because of he expressed that, you know, he wanted to be a Hall of Fame shortstop. This might hurt that campaign a little bit.
You know what else is hurting it? My eyes.
I was thinking that. Like last, but here's the reality of the situation. And this is where I would be if I was his teammate or if I was him. You know, you made a mistake. It happens. But it was back to back and it could have cost you the game.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing that when I think about this. And that's why, you know, when I was talking about last night, how I was thinking about it. At the end of the day, a win is a win. But when you look at how you won and the errors that you made in outfield, and on top of that, Joe, the fact that it's not an isolated incident. Mm-mm. To your point, it has happened a couple nights before where you were making errors. Like, and it feels like it's different this year because last year they were spaced out a little bit more. You know what I mean? You didn't lose your stuff.
You didn't. No, I'm losing my stuff.
No, that's what I'm saying. You didn't lose your stuff as frequently as you have this year. That's where I think it's an issue because it's not a one-off. It's been progressively getting – it feels like it's progressively getting worse every week, every day.
It is because he's a declining shortstop in his 30s. It's not going to get better. I mean,
that's what – I don't know. See, when you say declining, I don't know if that's – because the speed's still there. We've seen
but
that.
But his play is worse.
But like I said, it's spatial awareness. I guess that's the word I'm looking for.
I don't know what it is. He's not very bright at the position.
What did the lady say when she called in earlier or something? She said something about like read the room or something she said when she called in talking about is he delusional or something she said.
Well, he does seem to like always dismiss it. Like, yeah, well, we still want.
Yeah, hey, but you can't.
He's been listening to you.
You can't dismiss that. You can't dismiss that.
I agree.
Can't dismiss that. Even with the outcome being that you won. Because now that I think about it, the look on your face was a look of, oh, hell, we about to lose this game.
Yep.
Because I screwed up.
Twice.
Yeah.
Just to clarify something that came up earlier, what I was referring to is Chinese water torture.
Oh, that's with the dripping of the water. Yes. Waterboarding is a little bit more.
It's the same thing, right? Where they put the cloth over your face. Right?
No, that one's what is sort of more what Joe was referring to, where you feel like you're drowning when they dump water on you, but water torture is like make you go nuts by the constant dripping on your forehead.
Oh, that's on your forehead, yes. Right?
So what would be the Trey Turner experience as a Philly?
I think it's more the
waterboarding.
Yeah, it's day by day. It's
just drip by drip. Oh, it's the water torture.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the water.
Because it's a slow,
Could
painful
it be both?
Process.
I think it's slow and painful, but sometimes it hits you like I'm about to drown.
Yeah, every now and then they dump the bucket.
That's great. That's great for that. That's what you want out of your signing. 215-592-9494 for your calls on Trey Turner. Should the Phillies move off a shortstop? I say yes now. And whatever that looks like, I mean, if it was me, I'd put him in center field today. I understand in more of the real life stuff with actual teams and players and comfortability, I understand he might need a few weeks to start shagging fly balls again. He did it with the Nationals. There's no doubt in my mind he could play the outfield. I would get Trey ready to play the outfield. I'd put Sosa at shortstop. And I would just I think it's a better team. You improve center field offensively, you improve shortstop defensively, you make your team better. 215-592-949 for your calls on Trey and Jordan Davis. The Eagles pick up the fifth year option. Do you like it or not? I didn't love it. I just wanted him back for this year and make him prove it. Hugh liked it. Kyle liked it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And we'll get to another move the Phillies are considering making soon. That next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.